I got to tell you, I'm a little unprepared to exist out here in the elements, because I did not bring anything more than a short sleeve T-shirt.
That's all I brought. I thought it was going to be warm.
It's cold out here.
Flipping
right
freezing
now.
Out here.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. Listen. Crank with the mic, killer. You just turn up one of our games.
Hi, donkey!
It's over with. It's over with now. Yeah, so that is a donkey that is living near us. Now, I don't know if that's a wild donkey or that is someone's donkey.
I bet that's somebody's loose. Donkey.
You think so?
Place nearby. Yeah, I've got that same
situation.
Scenario. I cannot have a...
You got a donkey situation?
I have a donkey situation. In our neighborhood, you can't have a donkey, I found out.
Really? You can have a horse, but not a donkey?
Correct.
Wait, why?
I think because of that very reason.
Because of the braying?
The noise, yeah.
Yeah, so horses whinny and donkeys bray.
Yeah.
All right.
And it is kind of a devilish noise that they make. It's like some sort of animals fighting for breath or something. Like,
yeah, it does sound
like that laugh
that
in France.
Woman laughing, yeah. All right. So I want to quiz you or also provide to you some donkey facts.
Okay.
All right. The first one is a quiz, a question.
I may know some of these.
What is the difference between a donkey, a burro, and an ass?
Well, a donkey is what we just heard. Burro is something that's within the city limits of New York City. And killer is an example of an ass.
All right. That's so unfair. He's like the nicest guy we've ever known.
Sorry, killer.
No, but that was comedic for radio purposes.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing that. No, I don't think there is really a difference between burro and donkey, is there?
No.
No, other than the language. Burro is, of course, the Spanish word for donkey.
Okay.
So there's no difference in a donkey, a burro, and an ass.
Yeah. That's what Mary rode on.
Ass, I'm sorry?
Was an ass in the Bethlehem, right?
Yeah, they're trying to edit that out, though.
It's become a burro over time. They crossed it out and put burro.
You'll see a lot of hand-corrected Bibles out there. there is a junior laying out
how
this
doing?
Whole segment.
Disaster averted.
Okay.
Okay. You want to get into it? We have not.
We have not
addressed.
Said anything.
We have not addressed.
Yeah, we can get into
why
it.
You are
I don't
not
care.
Here. The country's not agreeing with you.
No, for the first time in almost 30 years doing this show, I had to make an immediate beeline to the restroom.
Clutching the back of the Dockers.
Or else there would have been an on-air disaster. I've never been hit like that. That was really weird.
So did you Jackson Pollock the toilet?
I did.
Bingo.
Oh, gross!
Yeah, so I had my normal breakfast bar, whatever, 45 minutes ago. And that last commercial break, I'm like, God, something isn't right here.
I think your body just said, okay, enough already. I can't take any more of these bars.
The same breakfast for 40 years.
And so I felt a little weird, and then I came back and sat down, and we had like a minute before we're back on the air, and my body starts saying, red alert, red alert. get to a bathroom.
The warning light came
on. ASAP.
Check engine light.
Check engine light. And man, I thought I could make it through the O deck, but then it became apparent I didn't have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I had about 10 seconds.
Yeah, we were about to head into the segment, and Junior just pops up and goes, oh my God. Just runs off. Oh my God.
Sorry about that.
No,
that's good.
It's okay. It's okay. We're just talking about
good now.
Donkeys.
Glad to hear that. You just gave birth to a liquid junior.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we're talking about donkeys, Junior.
Okay.
Bring it!
You're right, George. I don't think the country's agreeing with me.
I said that. That's okay.
I'll take credit for it.
Yeah,
I'll take credit.
Hey, that was a funny line, George.
Thank you.
Okay, we're talking about donkeys since we're having to coexist with donkeys. We're trying to figure out how to coexist with them. Difference between a donkey, burro, and an ass. There's no difference. Ass was the original name for a donkey, and it's based on the scientific name, which is Equus africanus asinus.
I used to have that donkey calendar that said, like, hauling ass. And it,
oh, yeah, yes.
Donkey in a trailer. And
this says, for many years, ass and she-ass were completely normal, non-vulgar terms that people used to describe their pack animals.
Yeah.
And burro, of course, is the Spanish word for donkey. And burrito means little donkey. And was coined because of, probably because of the similarities between the stuffed taco and a stuffed pack on the back of a donkey.
Is that how it got its name, that someone once ate a taco on top of a donkey? It's a, it's now, a burrito.
Now our isolation is getting to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
I've now lost two partners since I've been out here.
Had,
I haven't even done an hour's worth of show.
That had to be the first thing. If they called the little baby donkey burrito.
What?
That was around before the actual food item, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I bet it was.
How do you know? How much are you betting? I don't know how much you're betting.
All of it.
Oh, whoa. He just pushed all his chips,
all the chips,
to the center of the table on this
thing. The use, yeah, burrito referred to a small donkey before it did a food item.
What are male and female donkeys called? Craig?
A male donkey is called he.
Okay.
And a female
That's
donkey
how I
identify.
No. Is those are pronouns.
You're damn correcting. And sire thing?
Those are their pronouns, but those are not their nouns.
Mule?
No.
And donkey?
No. All right, George for the steal.
Is it the dam and sire thing or whatever? Like they use
didn't,
for horses?
You didn't sound really confident.
Like they use for horses?
No. Male donkeys are called jacks. Hmm. And female donkeys are called jennies or jennets.
So that's where we get...
Oh, yeah, I've heard
jackass.
The
jackass.
Yeah, it means a male donkey.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, now, you mentioned mule, and a mule is not the same as a donkey.
That's got some horse in it.
You want? Yes, it does have some horse in it. It has half horse in it.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, what is a mule a cross between?
A donkey and a shark.
No. God, we've gone nuts out here. We can't. There it is again.
There he is.
It does sound like the devil is reaching peak.
Your Dallas Mavericks.
The devil's just finishing up his date. He's getting full release. No, a mule is a cross between a male donkey and a female horse.
Okay. That's the only way it can work.
And they are sterile, since a horse and donkey have different numbers of chromosomes. So the mule cannot have another baby mule after that point.
Okay.
Now, less common is a male horse crossed with a female donkey. That's called a henny.
Hmm. Okay.
And the body of a henny resembles a donkey, but it has a head like a horse.
Wow.
And I guess the mule is the opposite, has the head of a donkey and the body of a horse. Or maybe that's
because
of
that combination,
the shark.
That's what makes him stubborn.
I don't know.
Stubborn as a mule.
Yeah, well, for some reason, mules are supposed to be really stubborn, but donkeys are pretty stubborn. Donkeys stand their ground when they are faced with a predator. It's like coyotes don't like messing with donkeys. And that's why a lot of people have donkeys, to protect their livestock, because they'll protect them from predators and stuff. They don't run.
I've even
these
heard
these colors
they,
don't run, George.
No, they don't. And I've heard they even keep snakes away from your property, that they'll stomp on snakes,
yeah,
and snakes
will.
Know that.
They will. They'll stomp on
they. They're very dangerous with their hooves.
Yeah.
Yes, Craig. That's what they have on their stompers.
They're not
hooves.
Armed.
Like they'll punch a coyote.
Well,
or kick them.
Yeah. Kick them or stomp them.
Turn around and kick them. Or
however,
face them and punch them.
They'll do both.
Punch them.
They'll donkey punch them. Donkeys are friendly, though. They're loyal and loving creatures.
That's what I hear.
They're great workers. They haul cargo, and they'll herd your children to safety, just as they will herd a flock of sheep.
Hmm.
There's certain breeds of donkey that act more like pets than working animals. They'll like beg for treats, and they'll want belly rubs and all that sort of thing. But, yeah, I always thought that donkeys could not be made to be sweet. It's a clunky sentence. It's very first drafty. There are also wild donkeys. I think that's what we have near us is a wild donkey.
Yeah.
That one sounds.
Why do you think he's wild?
Because we're at it. And we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and why is it crowing out there?
Could be a nearby
ranch. Do donkeys crow when the sun comes up? Is that why this one's
maybe
yelling like it is? But they are considered an invasive species, donkeys are.
By the way, you know what I also have in my neighborhood? A pre-dawn rooster.
Pre-dawn rooster.
One that crows before the sun comes up.
Crowus interruptus?
He just crows early.
Hmm. He has premature stamina?
I guess.
Invasive donkeys, they ruin local ecosystems. Because they eat all the grass and they spread weeds with their fur.
Hmm. Pull that sentence. Invasive donkeys ruin local ecosystems. Sounded like you were reading
deadly avalanche kills five in Colorado.
Sounded like you were reading a paper in front of the class.
Yeah, it does. Sir Court Godfrey. Donkeys are generally sweet natured, but their legs are very powerful. You do not want to get caught behind a donkey that feels threatened because they are very territorial. The male donkeys, the jackasses, are very territorial. They will claim a field or pasture, and they will threaten any animal that disturbs it, including humans if you don't know them. But they have incredible memories, donkeys do. They will remember people from years and decades before.
I don't believe that.
Is that? My God, that's
Bill.
That is Larry Campbell. I have not seen him. He used to own the next parcel over.
So if we do
Larry!
Get to meet.
Larry, come on over here.
If we do get to meet this donkey, he will remember us next year when we come back.
Yes.
Here.
That is a remembering donkey. Isn't that amazing? They memorize the way you look, and they say even if you change your hair or wear different glasses, the donkey will recognize
I
you.
I bet I could fool him next year.
You
I'll
think
come back
wear
with
Groucho glasses?
Yeah,
and
hook
fool
on
a
beard, a big hat. He wouldn't recognize me.
Well, we have to befriend the donkey this morning.
Okay.
Because he is the local donkey, and if he hates us, he'll run us out of here.
Yeah. Right. We have to befriend
him. We've got to make him a fan of our show before we leave.
I think he already is. That's why he's
donkeys
at us.
Can live over 300 years.
No.
Oh.
How long though? 30?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
Well, you're the donkey expert all of a sudden.
I'm not a donkey expert. Hold on. How long do donkeys live? How long does donkeys live?
I'd say
how
similar
long
to
does
a horse.
Donkey live?
I'd say 20 to 30 years.
Okay. This says donkeys can live 25 to 30 years.
Hey, no.
Okay, pretty close.
But it's not uncommon for donkeys to live until they're 40 years old.
Oh.
Donkeys have been known to live as long as 50 to 60 years old. They
wow.
need to clean up this answer. This answer
wow.
keeps getting longer the more I read.
Donkey, how old are you?
48!
I said 48. He's ready to retire, man. That donkey's
yeah,
tired.
Yeah, he's about had it.
Yeah, I think that isn't that the worst job, though, if you are a domesticated creature? Like horses, they're domesticated, right?
Yeah.
Is the worst domesticated creature the beast of burden? The one that just has to carry around your stuff?
I think they like it. They're built for it.
How can they be built for it when they grew up without carrying stuff?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think they enjoy working for you, like a dog. Some
yeah.
dogs enjoy working for
yeah.
you.
Dogs enjoy activity.
They like working
I
for you.
I think they
if,
like working.
If they knew they were working for you, they wouldn't enjoy doing it.
They do it to please you.
Yeah.
But when they think that they're doing it and it's fun and like a fun challenge.
I don't want to play fetch after like 35 seconds. They still do. They
yeah,
want
but it's
to
not
keep
to
working
please,
for you.
Well, then that's not to please you. If you're not enjoying it,
themselves.
And they're still wanting to do it.
But they think that that's, hey, they went and got it for you. Here it is.
No, they're pleasing themselves there. That's a self-pleasuring dog.
This is a great conversation, but we're soups late.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Boy.
Can donkeys fetch?
Yeah. Find out if, hold on, does donkeys fetch?
We'll explore tomorrow morning in the O-Deck. does donkeys fetch? So we thought we'd go exploring in this segment. We're taking the wireless mics out. I'm going to have to catch up with you guys. Come in, Gordo. Come in, George. Do we not have you guys? No?
We had to reboot it. Hold on a second.
Oh. Okay, they're telling me to stay here at our fixed broadcast location because they're having to reboot the technology.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, now we faintly hear you.
You can hear us
a
little bit,
Mama?
All right, so we may have you stay back at the broadcast location.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll just stay here.
And then we're going to head out here. We had a problem out here. We're so far out in the country, George.
Yeah.
And we ain't getting 4G down here.
Right when we got to that draw, it went out.
We got down here in this slough down here.
Yeah.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to cross the bridge, Craig.
We're looking for Donkey.
We're going to head over into neighbor property.
We're not trespassing over here, are we?
He ain't got this cross feet. We can get down in there.
Okay.
You know, we should have brought the side by side instead of wall. But anyway, we're going to get out of here.
You still hear us, Junior?
Yeah, we've been hearing Donkey all morning long, so you guys are going to try to find Donkey.
Just didn't know if you could hear us.
We're a good distance away from the broadcast location now.
Yeah, we're on different kind of technology and everything. We're way out here in the country, George.
Do you guys see any other wildlife out there?
You know, we have
kitty cat.
I saw a couple of
other than a kitty cat.
That was a couple of hawks that was mating, and there was a blue jay that was battling because they were getting near nesting location for that blue jay. It's right up in here. It's right up in here, George. We were having live action and then birds up in here.
I think that's where Donkey is, too, right?
Hey, that barn cat sure is sweet.
Right beyond that, yeah, it is a sweet little kitty cat.
Yeah, man, that thing's sweet. I don't know whether she's in heat or whatever, but she's been all over me. Anyway, all right. So right up in here, George, is where I think I keep hearing Donkey.
Yeah, that's where I've been pinpointed, right beyond that.
All right, now you can see
barbed wire fence.
You can see what we're in here, George. I'm seeing this is an old pecan. It's old pecan grove. We got nothing but pecan trees. And you see that? See how they planted every 40 feet? Pecan grove right here.
Sure enough.
And they do that because they got to have that drip line out there for the crown.
Okay. Sounds like.
Oh no!
What happened?
Are we still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
He does sound like Matthew McConaughey.
Look at that barn kitty that's following.
Yeah,
us.
He's on the expedition with us.
Oh, she is so cute.
Donkey!
Here, donkey, 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 donkey. Here, donkey, 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 donkey.
All right, how do you call a donkey?
Now, look up here, Jordan. What you gonna see? You see this fence row right here?
Yeah.
All right, we got a fence row. And that thing's got, it looks like it's barbed wire.
Something's grown up in it, too.
Oh, it's grown up in it. And that's what them birds do. They drop all that seed down there.
Yeah.
And then that fence line grows up and everything. You got to come back through here and you got to brush hog that every once in a while. And if you get an offset, you know, throw an offset flail mower on something on the back of it there, and you can get up on that fence row pretty good.
Are we going to hop the fence?
We may have to.
Donkey!
Okay, now we're way away from Craig. Craig is like.
And you still got us, huh?
I can't even see you guys anymore.
This is pretty amazing technology.
Craig, can you hear us?
Yes.
Craig?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Okay, I think there's a barn that belongs to Donkey.
Yeah, I do see Donkey Barn.
You guys should be carrying a GPS tracking device in case you get lost and we have to.
I don't know if we can make our way back. Yeah.
I don't know, Craig.
He planted corn. Look at there.
Man, look at that. He's got corn.
Corn's coming up in this pasture.
I told him his soil ain't good for corn. He's going to lose his whole crop.
Well, it looked like he got washed out.
It did get washed out. Look at that. He's running too.
Oh, there's Donkey.
Oh, look at that. Oh, those are pigs, dude.
And they got pigs.
There's Donkey straight.
Yeah, there's, Donkey's there's there. There's miniature Donkey, so it's small Donkey. Donkey!
Oh, has he got chickens, too?
Man, he's running a whole operation.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
Oh, here. Crank it up.
Oh, sir. Donkey!
That's that little donkey.
Are those feral pigs or those their pigs?
That's me. That's me. This is you.
Donkey!
Donkey!
Oh, this is this omnidirectional.
Let's call him Donkey Hody.
That's a problem.
All right, okay, were those feral pigs, Gordo? Or do you think they belong to them?
Turn George down. Just
just keep the this mic up.
Donkey!
George, we're gonna get shot off this land.
Oh, he's got a bird dog.
Come on, listen, bird dogs. All right, wait, let's move up closer to the donkey because I think we'll trigger it to yell at us. Look at Barton Kitty following us the whole way. We've walked about a half a mile.
What a nice nature walk this has been.
This has been so beautiful out here. Out here in this pecan grove with my good friend George. Yeah. Oh, we just hung out, hold hands.
No, stop
that's
trying to
guys,
hold my hand.
That's what guys do in the country. We hold each other's
no,
hands.
No, we don't either.
We turn to each other.
We don't.
We got to turn to each other
no,
in these times.
Don't. Stop it.
Come on, turn to me.
No, I don't want to turn to you. Okay. I'd rather talk to the donkey.
Donkey!
Okay, that's a pig pen is what that is.
Why is a donkey in a pig pen?
No, I mean, he's on the other side of the pig pen. I thought those may have been feral pigs. But no, they got pigs, too.
Listen, I don't see the dog. Where's that dog yapping?
He's over there in that kennel.
Okay. Donkey! Come on, donkey!
You're going to get a shot.
Do you guys see any other wildlife?
Oh, man.
Gosh,
you see anything
that.
Else?
That is
like
a burro, George.
See a bear or a shark?
Okay, so let's try to
no
explain
bears.
The scene that George and I are right outside a wire fence that's separating our property from the neighbor's property. And he's got a whole, what is this? It's about an acre of corn.
About
it's
an
not
acre
much.
Of corn, yeah.
It's not much.
Yeah.
And he's also got a helipad, I guess.
Oh, no, we've been found.
Incoming. Incoming.
Get some sort of helicopter flying overhead out here in the country.
Do we know a traffic reporter that's trying to find us or something?
I think we're in narco territory. So it's happening. But, and he's got
flashbacks.
Several outbuildings here. I guess that's his home.
Yeah.
And these are a couple sheds. And he's
got some barn over there.
A barn, a pig pen. He's got donkeys, dogs, chickens, and pigs. And some of the sorriest looking corn I've ever seen. I don't think that thing's coming up.
He put it in the low area and it got kind of washed
out.
Yeah,
it did. It's sitting in standing water.
Let's come take one of his pigs tonight.
You want to?
Yeah.
Bring one
back.
A pig to survive.
We'll bring one
we
back.
Can, is there any way to bring Craig up in our...
Okay. Also, high side.
I can't hear
high
Craig.
Side.
Oh, there we go. High side.
Okay, we got to go.
From,
okay.
Yeah. All right, let's try to get one more braying of the donkey. Donkey!
My donkey, we got to go talk to Dave Raymond.
Yeah, he looked around at
us. Dave Raymond. Dave Raymond.
A Rangers
you guys
fan.
Got a Raiders got win last night.
Dave
okay.
Raymond. All right, now he's talking. All right.
Okay,
we're
guys.
Throw it back to you, Craig, as we
back
make our
you.
Way back to our broadcast location.
Great work out there in the countryside.